BC price inflation bucked the trend in December, but not in a good way. Despite the GST tax holiday, inflation in the province increased to 2.6% year-over-year, compared to 2.3% in November. This was far above the national CPI inflation rate of 1.8%. Excluding in energy, BC prices jumped to 3.2%, from 2.4%. On a full-year basis, the BC inflation rate was 2.6% in 2024, down from 4% in 2023. Elevated shelter prices were partly to blame for December's gain. Year-over-year, shelter prices increased by 4.8%, accelerating from 4.6% in the prior month. While rent eased on a monthly basis, year-over-year growth increased in December to 6.8%. In addition, services prices remained sticky, growing by 4.3% year-over-year in December after the 3.3% increase in November, with swift gains from hospitality and entertainment. Gasoline prices showed no gains in December. Energy prices rose by 1.4% while transportation costs were 2.1% higher than a year ago. Food prices also increased 0.9% year-over-year, with the GST break contributing to the significant deceleration in price growth. Goods prices rose by a minor 0.3%. Prices for items related to recreation, education and reading increased by 5.7% in December following a price drop of 0.5%, while alcoholic beverages, tobacco products and recreational cannabis prices rose by 1.2%. Retail spending in BC rose marginally by 0.4% to a seasonally adjusted $9.1 billion in November. It was the highest monthly sales registered year to date in 2024, and managed to outpace a flat national performance. In November, year-to-date unadjusted retail sales were up 0.1% to $98.2 billion. Year-over-year, unadjusted retail sales rose 1.9%, which exceeded the national increase. 6 out of 9 subsectors in BC recorded higher year-over-year unadjusted November retail sales. Motor vehicle and parts dealers reported a 12.5% year-over-year increase in sales in November to $2.2 billion. Clothing, clothing accessories, shoes, jewelry, luggage and leather goods retailers also saw a monthly year-over-year increase of 5.7% to $858 million. Food and beverage retailers saw a 2.5% increase, reaching $1.9 billion. Lower year-over-year sales were seen at gasoline stations and fuel vendors, down 16.3% to $785 million, and furniture, home furnishings, electronics and appliances retailers, down 9.8% to $600 million. In Metro Vancouver, seasonally adjusted retail sales were up 0.4% in November compared to October, rising to $4.6 billion. Year-over-year, monthly unadjusted retail sales were up 0.9%, while year-to-date sales were also up 1.1% in November. Brian Yu is chief economist at Central One.